Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
We proposed an outline for Psalm 51 as follows. The problem, verses 1 to 6, the process, verses 7 to 12, the proclamation, verses 13 to 15, and the praise, verses 16 to 19. Look at the problem. David uses three words to describe the damage he did. Quote, blot out my transgressions, wash me thoroughly from my iniquity, and cleanse me from my sin. Verses 1 and 2. Transgression, from the Hebrew root pasat, means to invade, to go beyond the boundary. Iniquity, Hebrew avon, is lawlessness, from a root meaning to make crooked. Sin, the most commonly used word, Hebrew is hata'ah, means, quote, to miss the goal, to veer off the path. David claims he is guilty of all three. He needs God's mercy. Hebrew hanan, to stoop in kindness. His loving kindness, Hebrew hesed, and his tender mercies, Hebrew raham, compassionate care. The wonderful cleansing power applied by the Lord is described as expunging his record, washing his soiled garments, and cleansing him of his fatal disease, verses 1 and 2. For this to happen, David and we must, quote, acknowledge several facts, verses 3 to 6. First, we are responsible. Second, sin doesn't just go away, it must be dealt with. Third, all sin is primarily against God. Fourth, any attempts at self-justification will falsely claim that God is wrong, not me. Fifth, I'm not responsible for being born a sinner, but for the sins I commit. Sixth, the external commission of sin is an exposure of our inward condition. Now we see the process. Look at all the me's. Purge me, wash me, make me, create in me, restore to me, deliver me. Verses 7 to 14, and so on. Note, there's no danger today of the Lord taking his spirit from us, verse 11, Ephesians 4:30. And it isn't God's salvation that needs to be restored if we sin, but the joy of it, verse 12.
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv.